for the next two Sunday mornings, I want to focus on praise and thanksgiving and worship. I think that of all the things, as we think about Thanksgiving being in just a couple of weeks away, it seems like the days, the minutes, the hours are ticking away very speedily. And one of the things I think that we need to reflect upon is our gratefulness and our thankfulness to Almighty God. I think there are two things about grateful people. When I see grateful people, I think grateful people are happy people. I also think grateful people are people who are contented. And gratitude, this spirit of thanksgiving, I believe is a test of our character, because it brings to light what we really believe, not only about ourselves, but about God as well. One of my favorite of all passages of Scripture is found in the Old Testament. It's found in the book of 1 Chronicles, and it's a song, it's a praise of thanksgiving about David. You will remember David, the shepherd boy, who tended to his father's sheep out on the Judean hillside. David was anointed to be the second king of the nation of Israel. He would be anointed by the prophet Samuel, but he would not fulfill that anointed position until some 16 years after he was anointed to be the king of the nation of Israel. You will remember that in the Old Testament, they would set up a tent. It was their tabernacle. And in that, as they would move it from place to place, it became the meeting place where God met them through the Ark of the Covenant. When they had the Ark of the Covenant, it symbolized the presence of Almighty God. Now, because of disobedience and things that happened, those Philistines took possession of the Ark of the Covenant, and then God sent many problems upon the Philistines for having possession of that, and so they sent it back. And David, he is wanting so badly for the Ark of the Covenant to be housed once again in the capital city that there in Jerusalem. And so he's giving a praise here this morning. It's a song of thanksgiving about the Ark of the Covenant that he wants so badly returned to where it needs to be in the city of Jerusalem. It symbolized the presence of God. And in the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verses 8 through 12, and then skipping down to verses 23 and 24, we read from our text this morning this wonderful thanksgiving song of praise and glory and exaltation and adoration to the King of Kings. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Down in verse 24, declares his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him, strength and gladness are in his place. Give to the Lord, O families of the peoples, give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad, and let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea roar in all its fullness. Let the field rejoice and all that is in it. Then the trees of the wood shall rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. This morning, true, genuine, heartfelt thanksgiving, I believe, is the recognition that you and I, every day of our lives, ought to give praise and thanksgiving to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There are three things this morning about this passage that I want to speak to our hearts today. Number one, thanksgiving must be intentional. To give thanks, to be grateful for all of the things that God has given to us, it needs to be intentional. It's a choice. It's a conscious choice that each one of us has to make every day in our lives. I believe David, being a man after God's own heart, even though he wasn't perfect, even though he had faults, even though there were failures in his life, yet David had an incredible heart for Almighty God. He wanted the nation of Israel to know that they were one nation under God. And I want you to know this morning, here in America, we are one nation under God. It doesn't appear that way whenever we look at things that are going on. But I'm grateful that this nation was founded on the Judeo-Christian principles. And as we speak and as we saluted the flag this morning and the Christian flag today, I want you to know I am thankful this morning for all of the things that God has done. You see, to give thanks is a spiritual discipline. It's something that has to be cultivated in our lives. A few moments ago, I asked you to stand and say to someone what you are grateful for, what you are thankful for this morning. And I'm sure with all of the discourse that was going on out there as you were speaking to people, I am sure that there were many, many words of thanksgiving this morning and praise. In fact, in the book of Psalms, throughout the Psalms, for over 50 times, the psalmist says to give thanks. In fact, in the New Testament, there's about 50 more references to remind us to give thanks. And you and I this morning, as we look at fallen humanity is not a very thankful people by any stretch of our imagination. But somewhere along the way, we've lost gratitude. Somewhere along the way in our world, we have not been as intentional in giving praise and glory and adoration and thanksgiving to the Lord. You see, it has to be taught. It has to be caught. It has to be practiced. Let me tell you, parents and siblings and grandparents and friends and neighbors and teachers, and all of us need to be intentional in giving thanks, this grace gift to the Almighty. We had to learn gratitude. It usually begins in the home. It usually begins with our parents. How long has it been since someone said thank you? Have you ever noticed that? That we live in a world this morning that sometimes it's hard for us. Why is it so hard for us to be thankful, for us to be grateful? Have you ever noticed when you did something for someone, perhaps someone said thank you, I'm grateful, I'm appreciative, and yet so oftentimes in the world that you and I live in, because of a fallen world, because of a selfishness within the human heart, it just thankfulness and gratefulness does not come natural because we live in a fallen world. But I want you to know this morning, I think the Lord, he inhabits the praise of his people. Do you believe that this morning? He inhabits the praise of his people. Are you a praising person this morning? Are you a thankful person this morning? Are you a joyful Christian this morning? You see, I believe even though we are in November, we are in the Thanksgiving month. I believe that Thanksgiving should be thanks living 365 days of the year. God is the source of all good things. In fact, in the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17, Scripture tells us that every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. You see, when the blessing comes through others, we should thank them and recognize that it ultimately comes from Almighty God. He chooses to shower His blessings upon us. He is the only one that you and I owe great thanks for, all of the mighty, marvelous, wonderful works of the Heavenly Father. He deserves our gratitude. He deserves our praise. And David answers that for you and me this morning in this song. He reminds you and me that God deserves our thanksgiving. God deserves our praise this morning because of who God is and for what God has done. We sing that song, "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done." Let me ask you this morning, how long has it been since, in your intentionality of choosing to be thankful, have you just paused and thanked God for various things in your heart and life? Thanksgiving must be a choice. Thanksgiving must be taught. Thanksgiving must be intentional. Secondly, this morning, I want us to look at thanking God for who He is. We're told in this song of praise, the Ark of the Covenant was coming back to its rightful place to be housed in the city of Jerusalem. Did you realize some 3,000 years ago, King David made Jerusalem the capital there in the Holy Land of Israel? Did you realize that God had always said it is the capital? Let me tell you, when you look around at all the major cities of the world and the various capitals of states and around the world, did you realize that the most name that is mentioned in all of the Bible, some 811 times we see the word Jerusalem. The only other word in biblical commentary that has other numbers to it would be the city of Babylon, some 211 times in God's word. I'm thankful today for Jerusalem. I'm thankful today that one of these days, the Bible says, when Jesus comes back to this earth, He's going to set His foot on the Mount of Olives over there in the Holy Land. The Bible tells us He's going to rule and reign from the city of Jerusalem one of these days. This song that David gives, he's so excited. He wants the people to be happy. He wants them to be joyful. He wants them to praise the Lord Almighty. And he says, call upon His name, glory in His name. Ascribe to the Lord glory to His name. It points you and me to who He is. The word name calls us to think about the character of the Lord, His nature, His perfections, and His attributes. Notice verse 25 and 26 of our text. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is also to be feared above all gods. Verse 26, for all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Did you realize this morning, Creator God, all that we have belongs to Him. All that you and I enjoy belongs to Him. The houses that we live in were constructed out of the trees and the natural resources that belong to Him. The food that you and I eat, the water that we drink, is all because of Him. The woods and the mountains and the fields and the oceans that we enjoy are His. When you go and you fish in the ponds and the lakes and the oceans out there, He created it all. He created the marine life, the sea life. The sun sets, the sun rises that you and I enjoy, the rocks and the animals that all belong to Him. We belong to Him. We exist because of Him, and we exist for Him and to praise Him and to have a relationship with Him. He is a great God. He's worthy of praise. There is none like Him. We sing those wonderful praise songs. There is none like you. Let me tell you, all the other so-called gods of this world, they're nothing. They're nothing more than just constructs of the human mind. But He's the one to be reverenced. God, the Creator, is the one to be revered. And let me tell you this morning, He, one of these days, according to the Bible, is going to judge the living and the dead. He's going to judge this world one of these days. And let me tell you, He's too great a God to share His throne with anyone. He's not the great God among many gods. He is the only God. In verse 31 of our text, it tells us the Lord reigns. He sovereignly rules and reigns from the throne room of heaven over all that He's made. He alone has the right to do with creation whatever He chooses and whatever He desires, because He is the Creator and it all belongs to Him. Verse 27 says, honor and majesty are before Him. Strength and gladness are in His place. You and I will never find strength enough to make it through life apart from the strength of Almighty God. He is the source of our strength. You will not find joy in life apart from Him. I believe that's why so much of the world this morning is depressed. I've read article after article after article about where people are in their lives, and they're depressed and they're discouraged and they're distraught. I've read this week, I read an article about a 45-year-old pastor who committed suicide and the incredible impact that it has had on his congregation. And then I read another article where another one had taken his life. And as I look around in the world that you and I live in, apart from the strength and the source that you and I can draw on of Almighty God, there is no hope for this world without Christ. I want you to know this morning, He is your joy. Let me tell you, your circumstance, whatever's happening in your life this morning, may not render you happy in that circumstance, but I can assure you, if you have Jesus in your very essence and very being of who you are, let me tell you, you can have joy in the midst of the storm of your life. Let me tell you, joy is found in Him and in Him alone. And if we're counting on our circumstances to always line up to our liking, let me tell you, we will probably be disappointed in life. Let me tell you, if we're counting on the things of this life to bring us joy, then we'll never have joy, because life's circumstances constantly change every single day. You see, if my joy in this life is in my stuff, do y'all have any stuff out there? Any of you got stuff that you need to get rid of? We all have our stuff, don't we? And we all like our stuff. But let me tell you, if we're counting on our stuff or our position or my safety or my health or my family or my cars or how well I'm liked by other people, then I have to ask the question, what happens when those things are gone? What then happens to our joy? Is our joy gone? You see, but when my joy and my contentment and my satisfaction is found in Christ and Christ alone, then I can always have joy and I can always have reason to give thanks, because no matter what life brings, I've determined to find joy in the one person who does not change and cannot change, because the Bible says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Aren't you grateful for the immutable God? The word immutability means he does not change. Aren't you grateful? Times change, seasons change, our lives change. All things eventually pretty much change. But I'm grateful this morning. I'm grateful this morning. You know, for those that have been coming to Wednesday night and Sunday night Bible study for weeks and weeks and weeks, we've been studying through the book of Job. And I don't mind to tell you, it's a tough book, and it's a book you can get bogged down in. And there are just lots of things in there that are not very, very joyful at all. But I want you to know I've learned so much from the book of Job in these studies that we've had. Because when Job lost it all, he in essence, Job said, I had, I enjoyed, I was blessed. Let me ask you a question this morning. Can you say, I've had, I've enjoyed, I'm blessed? Verse 34 says, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. You see, not only is our God creator powerful, strong, and to be feared, he's a God that's good and whose loving kindness is forever. The Bible says his mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. And in this song of praise in 1 Chronicles that David and his choirs are singing about, let me tell you, he calls the people to remember the wonderful acts of Almighty God. And let me tell you this morning, we are to make known his deeds, speak of his wonders, remember his covenant, proclaim good tidings of his salvation from day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among the peoples. I want you to think about your own personal life this morning. What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for this morning? Let me tell you, I'm thankful. I'm thankful that I was born in America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. I'm thankful this morning that I can come to church and worship the Lord in spirit and in truth and not be worried like those Christians are in China this morning who cannot do that. Are many places all over the world they cannot freely worship. In China, where they're taking their Bibles away and they're hiding out to do their worship. I'm thankful for America. I'm thankful that the cross is my Statue of Liberty. It was there that my soul was set free. I want you to know I'm thankful for a home. I'm thankful for a roof over my head. I'm thankful for heat and cool, aren't you? I'm thankful for food. I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for friends. I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for the veterans of this great nation, both those living and those who have passed, for those that have given their lives, for those that have given their limbs, their eyesights, so that you and I might have the America that we live in today. Young people, I want you to know you live in the greatest country in all of the world. And young people, I want you to know God loves people more than anything. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't love God. But I want you to know you're blessed, young people. You've grown up in one of the greatest of all generations because you've grown up with all of the technological advancements that many of us never grew up with. You're living in a time of the internet when education and anything that you need to find out about is just at the click of a mouse. I want you to know I'm thankful for the dear saints of God who taught me when I was little, when I was in vacation Bible school, when I was in Sunday school. I'm thankful for the preachers that stood and broke the bread of life and preached the word of God. Let me tell you, they didn't get up and give feel-good lessons, but they would preach, thus saith the Lord. They'd preach from the beginning of the Bible all the way through, and regardless of whose toes it stepped on, they unashamedly stood and proclaimed the words of Christ. I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful for all of God's provisions. This morning, give thanks to God for what he's done. King David in 1 Chronicles, he didn't want the people to ever forget the blessings that had been bestowed upon them and the things that God had done. He wanted them to keenly be aware that every day that their praise and their adoration went to the Lord Almighty. I want to give you a third thing in closing today. To give thanks, it's a choice. It's intentional. It has to be taught. It has to be caught. How long has it been since you opened a door for someone and they said thank you? Now, I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of kids that say thank you. I've seen some adults that say thank you. But I've also seen adults that don't say thank you. I've seen kids that were never taught that never say thank you. Folks, let me tell you, I think that you and I need to become more intentional and to say thank you. I'm thankful this morning for Carrie Walker's girls' Sunday school class that have baked all those goods out there in the foyer that you'll pass by. I hope you don't pass out, but you'll pass by on your way out this morning. And as you give a contribution, those monies are going to be used to feed some people during Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for that mission project. I'm thankful, girls, that all of you baked those great goods out there. I'm thankful for your labors of love. It hasn't gone unnoticed. Jesus sees from a distance what you're doing. Are you thankful this morning? In verse number 23, and I close with this, I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful most of all for Jesus and the cross and his shed blood and his rising from the dead and ascending into heaven, where the Bible says he sits at the right hand of the Father, where he ever lives to make intercession. He prays for us when we don't know how to pray. I don't know about you, but there are times in life that we don't know how to pray. I'm grateful when I don't know how to pray. I'm grateful that he, being the all-knowing, the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient, the all-powerful, Jehovah Jireh, the God provider, I'm grateful that he knows, he sees, he prays, he loves you and me. Third and lastly this morning, not only Thanksgiving must be a choice intentionally, and we all need to do it every day. Secondly, we need to thank God for who he is, the Creator God, that everything that we have, all of his bountifulness, are blessings for us, but thanking God for my salvation. Thanking God for my salvation. How long has it been? How long has it been since you just said, Lord, I just want to thank you. Lord, it's me again this morning. Lord, in all of my faults and all of my failures and all of my issues that come my way in life, Lord, it's just me. Lord, I just want to thank you today. I want to thank you that you give me breath to breathe. Young people, I never walk into a veterans center to see veterans that served in the war, some of them without limbs, some of them without hearing, some without eyesight. When I see people walking around with oxygen in their nose, I say, Lord, thank you for the next breath that you give me that I'm not struggling to breathe. Lord, thank you for my legs. I'm able to walk. Lord, thank you for my voice. I'm able to talk. How many times have I visited people through the years in nursing homes? They had strokes that affected their speech and they could no longer talk. Or as the young man's funeral that I did here on Friday, died with esophageal cancer. And I think every time I drink a glass of water or I eat some food, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Or I walk out of a hospital or I step out of an elevator and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm not the one in there lying in that bed. Thank you, Lord, for the breath that you breathed into me today, and I'm a living soul. Thank you, Lord, for that day 2,000 years ago when the world turned black and the sun didn't shine, and you cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? And I say, thank you, God. Thank you for that day. Thank you for that Sunday morning when Satan thought he had won the victory and the tomb was empty and you were out telling people that you were who you said you were. How long has it been since you've hugged your child? How long has it been since you've told your child how much you love them? How long has it been since you've told your spouse that you loved them? Well, maybe you don't. But if you get a chance, you might let them think you do, okay? Well, the preacher's already started meddling, so we better go. What am I trying to say today? Let's be grateful. Let's be thankful. Amen. God bless you. Would you stand as we pray together?